It's the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Becky Holm, your insurance professional, focusing on Medicare, Marketplace, dental, and life.
Opening tomorrow night at Roseburg High School Theater to Shakespeare's Macbeth. Troy Pennington is the instructor at RHS in drama. Ryan Wilson is also the lead at playing Macbeth. Troy, good morning.
Morning.
So you guys are a day away. Y'all ready for this?
Yeah, we are.
The Ryan, talk about how long you've been in theater.
Yeah, so I did my first play my freshman year, and that was Murder on the Express. That was before Mr. P came here, and I've just stuck with it ever since, my whole high school career.
Now, earlier in life, did you ever think you would be on stage in a theater production?
Honestly, no. Like, in elementary and middle school, and especially when COVID hit, like, I was really quiet. Like, it wasn't until, you know, I got into high school, and even late in my eighth grade year, that I was like, oh, you know, I could go on stage and sing and do all these other things and talk to people.
Now, first time doing Shakespeare, I imagine?
Yes, it is.
And how different is doing Shakespeare from doing a lot of other plays?
It is. Oh, my gosh. It is, like, so much different. The language is just, I mean, with like poetry and just how much more complicated the language is. Like, not only have we had to memorize and get all of our, you know, just along with the regular acting, like just digesting the language and knowing what we're saying is just another hurdle for this final product that, you know, I haven't encountered with any of my previous productions.
I imagine that for doing this type of thing, you know, it's one thing to hear Shakespeare or somebody do it, but when you think about how different language was in that era, I imagine it's very important for your acting ability to really hone in on what they were saying and almost translate at least internally into what you would say if you were saying that today.
100%, yeah, and it's so critical that we do this, that the audience understands us as well. Otherwise, you know, they just tune out and they can't really follow along with the show. And it's just with the speaking too, and also like communicating non-verbally with the body language and, you know, trying as best to just put that on the stage. You know, you're not just memorizing and then just reciting it. You know, it's like you, like it forces you to really be conscious. And, you know, I think that this is the most I've ever gotten, like, in terms of really deep into a production and just really getting into the mind of Shakespeare with this.
Now, have you played lead before?
Yes, I was in my sophomore year. I was Wadsworth in Clue, also with Mr. P.
And what year are you? Are you a senior now?
I am a senior now, yes.
And do you think about, now that you're into theater, about carrying on with this, whatever your pathway might be after RHS?
Yeah, 100%. So I'd say my forte definitely now is just, you know, I'm with leadership at RHS too, and that's a lot of, you know, public speaking and things like that. And I tell people that theater is not just something that is big in the arts. Like, I have seen a direct translation with confidence on stage into whether it's like speaking to the school board or, you know, other people like that. Like, it's just real life skills.
Yeah. So, Troy, how many people in this production?
I believe altogether we have somewhere around 35.
And does that include the technical folks?
Yes, it does.
Talk about the technical aspect of this. I know you guys have really gotten into this.
One of my favorite things to do in particular is to kind of play with light and with color. So we have, I think, almost 200 light cues for a straight play, which is a lot. And the overall setting for this is much more fantastical. So instead of it being a castle in Scotland in 11th century, it's more vague, and it's set in the lair of the three witches who are telling the story. So there's a lot more sort of horror spooky vibes, and we made like three gigantic 12 plus foot trees, and they're pretty cool.
Wow. And some kind of intense stuff going on in terms of not just the lighting, but other things too, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it is a Shakespearean tragedy, so there will be blood, and there is lots of it.
Yes.
And now, you people, when you were practicing last Saturday, was it you guys that set off the smoke detectors in there?
I don't know what you're talking about, Kyle.
I see. Of course you don't. Heard that while I was working on Saturday, and I thought, okay, it's got to be that production. There's all this stuff going on. So,
yeah, we had a fun routine going on that set up our smoke detector. So, unfortunately, we have to hold off on using it, but we still have a lot of other magical tricks up our sleeves.
So, there wasn't a way to work that out and not have the smoke detector go off, huh?
Yeah, unfortunately not, because we use a water-based solution for the fog, which isn't supposed to set up anything, but it is. So, here we are.
All right. Well, back in my day, I ran fog machines for a few rock concerts, and I know that could be tricky, and it was probably in buildings that didn't have modern smoke detection systems. So, yeah.
Yeah, probably.
So, you're opening tomorrow night. Talk about when you're playing, the dates, the time, the cost, all that.
Yeah, so performances are November 14th. No, yes, that's correct. November 14th. 15th, 16th, 21st, 22nd, and 23rd at the Rose Theater at RHS. The 16th and the 23rd are matinees at 2 p.m. The Friday, Saturday shows are at 7. Cash at the door for tickets are 10 for adults, 5 for kids 13 and under, and for students with ID. With card, it's a dollar more because we have to pay for our transactions this year. And then big thing to note is those with light sensitivity, there are a lot of flashing lights, lot of loud sound effects, and for those who skew on the younger side, there are quite a few scary situations and might scare some children. So just kind of parental discretion is advised on that.
So, Ryan, if somebody's listening to all this, what would you say to encourage them to come?
I would say that, yeah, this is, you know, by far, like, you know, the most impressive thing I've worked on just theater-wise. And, you know, it's not really like a, you know, super funny ha-ha, like, oh, yeah, it's just like, you know, really comedy, farce, play, like all those things. Like, it's like serious, it's intense, and it's not something just to go really have a laugh with. And you know, we do have some comic relief in there, but I don't know, like, I don't see like a whole lot of, like, you know, like, I feel like it's almost more difficult in terms of like you know, just having a production that really dives into that, like, you know, mind of a murderer sort of deal. And so I know some people are just into that outright, but I think that at the end of the day, like, it just really is like a lot more, like, really gets you with the audience. Like, there's a lot of asides, there's a lot of just scenes where you just, like, I mean, it's almost like you're there. And like Mr. P was saying, like, it's not really, it is Macbeth, but it's not really, you know, set to be like, you know, 11th century Scotland. So it's open to that as well, just for the time period of, yeah, we've had crazy murders throughout all of history.
All right, Shakespeare's Macbeth opening tomorrow night at Roseburg High School Theater. Troy Pennington, Ryan Wilson. Guys, thanks for being on this morning.
Yeah, thanks, Kyle.
Thank you.
8:40 at the Morning Report.